backers of a balanced budget constitutional amendment have failed to get enough votes to keep the proposal alive. WTOP Capitol Hill correspondent Dave McConnell joins us live with the latest.
Yeah, Sean, and after a marathon debate that started Thursday afternoon, the House finally voted 261 to 165, 23 short of the two-thirds needed to pass a constitutional amendment. Most Democrats voted against, fearful a constitutional spending lock would force devastating cuts to social programs, New York's Gerald Nadler.
It would mean we'd have to make huge spending cuts now. It would mean we'd have to decimate Social Security, Medicare, veterans benefits.
Undaunted, Republicans still insist the balanced budget requirements the only way to force lawmakers to rein in spending and stop the flow of ruinous red ink. Lamar Smith of Texas.
We must stop the flood of deficit spending that threatens to drown future generations of Americans in a sea of debt.
On Capitol Hill, Dave McConnell, WTOP News.